Welcome to the Social Media Church Podcast. I'm Neil Smith, and I'm joined by my good friend and co-host, Jay Crandon. Jay, welcome to the podcast. But before we start, Jay, I've got some bad news.
Yeah.
So because, I don't want to share this publicly, but because of what happened, you know what I'm talking about, I'm going to have to dismiss you from the podcast.
Because okay? Of what happened. We're not going to talk about it.
You know what? We don't need to talk about this publicly, Jay. What happened is between us.
Yeah.
But naturally it was.
I'm going to let you know what happened had to deal more with you no longer being a pastor.
So. Well, you know what? you made the decision to use Google Plus. I wasn't going to say it, but that dismisses your validity in this role.
You did text me that I somehow posted something to Google Plus, and I have no idea how Google Plus, like, I linked something on my account and I just got a text from you. Hey, are you using Google Plus? And I was like, no. And I was like, Google Plus is faking. Even any traffic they have now is fake. I go, I did not willingly share my thing on Google Plus, but it's like a random subscription fee that you get on your credit card. And you're like, wait, I'm still paying for that. Yeah. And you're trying to call your credit card saying fraud. So I reported it as a fraud to Google anyways. But yes, we're no longer, people who've been listening have noticed that I haven't been on for a while, but I'm no longer co-hosting with you, but.
So Jay, do you want to share with everybody why you quit the podcast? Let's just get it out there. Is it something I wore?
And when we talked about it, which it was a fun talk, but I had to remind you that we still own a company together. So I've been in a season of life where I'm kind of focusing in on a couple projects that I'm working on. Stuff at my church there's a lot more responsibility that has grown recently in hiring staff and. And then I've been focusing in on my personal resources, helping people do church online at jcranda.com. And then I have a Facebook page, Healthy Online Church. And so a lot of it is just kind of focus. I feel like there's a book called True North that's a really good leadership book. If you haven't read it, I would check it out. Real popular. A friend of mine recommended it. But he talked about this idea of 1 to 30, you're kind of figuring out what you want to do with life. And then like 30 to 50, you're kind of zeroing in, you're focusing in on what you can be great at. And then kind of 55 plus is like you're giving back and training people. And I just turned 30 in April. So I kind of felt like there was a moment of, okay, I'm kind of doing a lot of different things and I wanted to focus in a little bit. And I still think podcasts are part of that. So this is why I'm on the podcast now. But I think my time of doing it every week was getting a little stretched. And to be honest, you know, as I've seen since I've left, there's a bunch of guests that wouldn't come on until I left. So Sean, Jason, all these people wouldn't come until that Jay Crandon from Saddleback was gone.
Yeah, and actually said that Jay.
That Jay.
From Saddleback, whatever his last name is.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah. I really have a hard time getting it. I mean, you oversee about 16,000 small groups. So you just had your third kid and your third kid was a daughter. So it's basically like having your, third and fourth kid. We have a side company together. I just don't get the busy, excuse, but I will accept it. I think we need to have a meaningful moment here together. So we have had a blast from 2 years ago. We started this with DJ Chuang in your living room where he was like, hey, I'm going to pass the baton. You're like, hey, I'd love to do it with you. And we ate a steak. We planned doing the podcast. And we had a lot of fun conversations over 2 years. So it's been fun. And then you and I hung out face-to-face. We had coffee at Starbucks a week ago.
Yeah.
And so we're still hanging out. We're still running TV out to church together. You're going to be on here regularly. And so I'm going to miss the week-to-week time. But I appreciate you doing this with me for a couple of years, and I'm excited for all the stuff you're doing and you being able to invest in some of those other.
Well, I'm going to make sure I come on frequently just to harass you because all these guests are like trying to butter you up. And I'm here to kind of remind you that the Spurs are terrible now And the Lakers
hey,
are
hey,
this.
Hey, Jay, we're losing you. We're losing you. I'm gonna. You know what? I think Kenny might be available. I'm gonna switch over and get Kenny on the podcast.
Oh.
So we'll have you on once a month. We'll get an update on how bad the Lakers are, and maybe a few other updates. Let's have some serious talk about social media a little bit. I want to talk like we normally do about trends. But I first want to just talk about some of the things you're focused in on. Let's first talk about, you know, let's pick a project. You've done so many. Let's talk about what you're doing at jcaranda.com. What are you focused on there, and what are some of those new efforts you're doing?
Yeah, I think the main thing is obviously thinking strategically about your online presence as a church. And that's online church is part of that, but it's not everything. And my big heart is and just tons of people in your community and beyond your community that you are designed to reach. And I believe your physical presence is not the extent of your reach. I think your website, your social presence, and even with church online. And my big heart is integrating those all into one strategy. And so not just, you know, I was just talking to somebody a couple of days ago at a church from Minnesota, and I was talking to them about, you know, a big part of when you're thinking about church online, make sure when you talk about with your leadership, it's not just the domain of where you're streaming your services and archiving them. It's your whole presence. Think about your main domain. Think about, and something we say at Saddleback frequently, actually my boss, Jason, actually came up with this, and I love the way he said this. He talks about that. For tens of thousands of people, our church online page is the first and only expression of Saddleback Church. So our online services is the first and only expression. So we got to make sure we get that right. Don't just give it to a part-time person. Don't just, you know, allocate limited resources. Think about the way it is, because a lot of people are it's their first and only expression of your church is your online presence. And so we got to take it seriously. And I think that's something that I want to help churches do, is think about strategically how everything's framed. And just because you can do it cheaper doesn't mean you can do it with less effort. Do it with the same effort. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm creating a lot of video resources. I'm not a great writer, so I'm doing a lot more video. Unfortunately, you know, video is something like I've seen you get into vlogging, even with your kind of, I don't know if you would call it micro vlogging with Insta stories, you've been killing it on that. But video, you know, is something that I'm doing a lot more of and just taking seriously of, and just doing tons of different resources, but just thinking about church online and how to help churches and ministries do that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And you and I have been a part of this conversation for many years, and that's how you and I first met. I reached out to you when we were starting onlinechurch.com, and you were just getting started, you know, as a 14-year-old. In the role of online campus pastor. And so we have seen the conversation progress. And honestly, though, we've seen the technology progress as well of what, you know, think about what our online campuses look like 5-6 years ago and what they look like today. And then even strategically, I look back and I'm like, I thought I had a strategy, but I was really just throwing, you know, I don't know what you could, darts on a wall, you know, or whatever you call it. Like, I was just aimlessly, throwing stuff out there, and there was intentionality, but it really wasn't real strategic because there wasn't a model really to follow. But the conversation has really progressed. We've learned a lot. You and I have made a lot of mistakes, and then we've used this and we've used other platforms as a place to share those and help other church leaders. So I love that you are taking your learning, you're continuing to innovate and then sharing.
You see my shirt that I'm wearing here? Like, I was cracking up. I'm wearing a ClickFunnels shirt. I didn't even realize that that's what I was doing. It's very comfortable. Something I've realized, if you send me a very comfortable shirt, Small Group Network, which is a network part of my church with Small Group Ministry, Small Group Network, I was wearing that a couple of days ago, and I was like, Tom's like, if you pick a nice shirt and you send it to me, I end up wearing it. And because I wear it around the house, it's usually the shirts that I wear when I record videos. So
here's the point for the listeners. As a thank you to Jay for 2 years on the podcast, if you have a shirt that's comfortable from your church, from your ministry, from your organization, send Jay a shirt to One Saddleback Way in California, and get him a shirt. He loves his free, comfortable shirts.
If it's one of those thick where it's not breathable, and if you live in cold areas, I'm not that person. Okay,
Don't waste your time.
I might burn it on camera if you send it to me. I mean, maybe that's good. I don't know. Maybe you want that, you know, you want people to see that. But anyway,
I take you to be more of a tank top kind of a guy, Jay.
Nope, I do not have that built.
Okay. So next conversation, transition here to tvapp.church. You and I are now probably a year and a half in to doing this, maybe even 2 years. That has progressed a long way. And I don't know that we've made the announcement of the new product offering, but it's a pretty big announcement around tvapp.church. So yeah, I'll let you talk about kind of what we're learning, what we're experiencing, and maybe what's coming.
Yeah. You know, right now, actually, I think it's up through August 17th, if I remember, 15th or 16th. We're doing something we've started to get into is the Alexa skill, offering ministries the option to be able to plug in an existing podcast. And you actually can check out the Social Media Church if you go to your Alexa and say, enable Social Media Church, you can kind of see how it works, but your ministry can get a custom Alexa skill. And that's been something we've been thinking a lot. One thing we've learned just in the last year is the idea that, you know, I still think a lot of churches are struggling with video, how to do video well. And so something that with offering custom Apple TV, Amazon Fire, and Roku apps is that, you know, you need to have videos right in order to really use that. And so one of the reasons why we got into the Alexa skill is because it's just audio. And I think there's a lot more churches doing audio well before they're doing video. And so if you go to our Facebook page, you can actually, we're giving away a free Alexa skill for life and a Echo Dot as well. And so what you have to do is you have to like and share the post, and we're going to pick somebody at mid-August who one ministry is going to get a free lifetime, no charge at any time for the Alexa skill. And then also we're going to ship you a Echo Dot. And so enter that contest. It's going to be really fun. And if you don't win too, you can get an Alexa skill. So that's something we've been just learning a ton on how to run a company and what ministries need. We're working on, you know, I think you might be talking about, we're exploring right now, getting on Alexa show. Is it show? I mean,
I was talking about the Alexa skill. I don't know that we had announced that yet here.
Well,
you just unveiled. I mean, well, hey, we're going to have Oculus Rift here.
No. So what I'll say is that we are always listening to our customers, and we're still exploring if there's a demand for it. And so I think that's something we're at. So we have something that we're kind of in the works of more of a lab section of our company, where we're kind of messing around on different platforms and trying to see what people want. And I think we're still trying to figure out that one on the show to see like, how are people using it? I haven't messed with one myself. We actually just bought one as a company to kind of get used to it. But I would love to know if you're listening to this or watching this, what device would you love to be on? Give us feedback. Because I think, that's kind of where we're at right now with tvapp.church.
Yeah, so we're getting a lot of interest around the Alexa skill. There's actually a skill for this. So if you want to see how it works, just go to your – I assume almost everybody listening to this now has an Echo, because Echoes have exploded everywhere after Prime Day, after every – I mean, I barely know anybody now who doesn't have at least one Echo device, if not multiple Echo devices in their home. I want to talk about that a little bit. But you can go to your Echo device, you can just basically say, Alexa – download the Social Media Church skill.
Enable Social Media Church. But it's funny, because whenever I talk about Alexa, my Alexa in my, I'm right now, it's just lit up. I can see right now the ring on the top just lit up. It's actually when you're testing Alexa, it's really problematic, because you have to hit the mute, because anytime you talk about it, it just goes up immediately, and it will start going, I'm sorry, I could not find it. And you're like, no, I wasn't talking to anyways. So you say enable Social Media Church, and then you can just say help, and it will tell you the list of commands you can say. But one of the popular one is play the latest message. And so, and what we do is we pull from your podcast feed, the latest feed. And so that's why it's really easy to set up. And it's a really fun thing that, you know, I do that too. I listen to podcasts as I'm working. I can listen to different things. My kids love it. It's a fun device. Definitely something that churches should be messing around with.
Yeah. So it literally takes about 15 minutes to get your Alexa skill set up. It's submitted to the store and live in about 24 hours. It's one of these just quick things where a TV app takes some time to design it, to set it up. It also can be quick on TV apps, but there's some graphic design needs. It's more complex. The Alexa skill, you can be on this platform essentially overnight if you want to jump on there. So we're just so pumped about having that offering expanding and supporting churches in that way. And I think it just naturally fits to the content that churches are creating. So we're pumped about that. So make sure you go to tvapp.church and get more information about the Alexa skill and how your church can get one of those. So Jay, Prime Day, did you get anything on Prime Day?
I did. It's funny. I walked out. It was weird. It felt quieter to me, but I know it was still huge. And so
it was like double last year.
I know, which is so weird because I know that's probably because now they don't have to rely on like pushing it. People just know it's there. So there's more of like a saturation of the market. But I'm a Prime user and I walked out and I was looking, I was mentioning before the podcast started that I've been running and the last couple of weeks, and I realized how out of shape I am, but I needed like an ankle, like one of those ankle braces thing where it's like the stretchy material that kind of keeps it all focused. And so I got one of those on that day. I was looking for something. I don't know what the heck I'm ordering. I'm not athletic at all. So I was just like looking and, oh, that looks good. You know, it's for like, you know, women's feet. And, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, well, whatever, try it again. But like, I was like, look, I bought something like that. And then my wife, I came out and I told her, I said, hey, it's Prime Day. So if there's anything we need to get, this is probably the good deal to get it. So yeah, I was watching it all day. I'm not like a last minute shopper. I'm still like pretty like planned in my thought. I was looking for some good, I've been on the edge of buying some wireless headphones. And so I was thinking about the AirPods and I didn't see a good deal for them on that day. So I don't think that they were like any resellers were really making any deals, but yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy how I heard after the fact how big it was and the fact that I didn't feel like I got promoted as heavily. And so that just means people, it's just part of culture now. Like people get it. But, and today it just got announced by Business Insider or somebody that Bezos is the richest man on earth now.
Yes. Yes. Thanks to Prime Day. Thanks to the Echo Bezos. It's, you know, Amazon is such a fascinating business to watch and just see how it's progressed and where it's going, you know, with their acquisition of Whole Foods recently. I was with Kenny Jang the other day, and we're like, hey, look, there's the Amazon store across the street. It's they're opening up a physical store, or they've got a couple of them here, I think in New York, and they've got them in Seattle. But they're not going from digital to physical, which we talk a lot about that with the church. It's just so interesting. So I stuck into Amazon on Prime Day, in case you're curious. Bezos is not the richest man because of me. I just gave him a lot of money, but I stuck it to him because I got a new TV and I got a new tablet and I got a little seat cushion. So here's the other thing where Bezos stuck it to me though, is I thought I was getting a good deal. I got this Logitech webcam and you told me to get one for a while.
Oh, yeah.
To not just use my webcam that's built into my computer. So I was like, oh, maybe this is a good chance. And I was like, oh, look, there's one marked down from $129 to $65. I'm like, done. I got it. Ordered it. Looked yesterday. I bought it for $67 on Prime Day. It was $65 yesterday. And so I was like, Bezos got me. But I did.
Bezos. I like that you consider it Bezos. Like Bezos physically was sitting, I'm going to get Neil Smith. I'm going to screw that guy. I just want to make sure all his devices, when he logs in, whatever it is, give him days after deals, not Amazon Prime deals.
Yes. But I did get a 55 inch Element TV for $400, which is I'm very proud of. That was my like huge win on Friday.
You have enough wall space in New York for that?
It's like takes up half our living room. That's what's amazing about it. I'm not even kidding. And then got my daughter. This was what was amazing to me. I got my daughter a Kindle 7 Fire whatever tablet, my Color Touch tablet. It's amazing. $30, $29.99.
That's stupid.
And I'm like, I don't know how much money they're losing on that, but I guarantee it costs more than $30 to make that. Ugh. So now I will say she's downloaded like 17 apps that probably cost $30. So
yeah.
I think I know where they're making their money on my daughter on that one, but either way, I stuck it to Bezos on Prime Day, and he stuck it to me on one deal. Love what Amazon's doing. Love my Echo devices. And I'm so pumped that we have our platform.
I have a personal question. How do you feel about Jonathan Simmons? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to talk about the Spurs.
Who?
No.
He's dead to me, in case you're
curious. No. So are you completely done with Snapchat? Are you done?
I'll tell you, I get on there because my wife is not done with Snapchat. I get on there and I watch her snaps.
Yeah.
And I get on there daily to watch Snoop Doggy Dogg smoke pot on a daily basis. Like, as a kid, I was a big Snoop Dogg fan. And I was like, come on, he doesn't really smoke that much weed. Well, now, because of Snapchat, I know it's true. He actually does.
That was my favorite thing about, so everybody got behind, all these Christians got behind Chance the Rapper because, you know, he does all these Christian songs, which I like Chance the Rapper. I've been listening to him for a while but right before he went on his Grammy premiere like thing where I think he really got popular with Christians because he did How Great Is Thou God or whatever. Yeah. If you were on his Insta stories like the day before that shoot, literally a day after, all these Christians like, I love this Chance the Rapper. He seems like a cool guy, you know, and because he was doing all these hymns and stuff. But like the day before, he's literally on Instagram stories like hitting a bong. Like, and I was just like, I don't think you guys like get, like, he's a good guy. I'm not saying he's not a good guy. And I'm not even saying he's not a Christian. I'm just saying, like, I love it that you got behind, but he's like hitting a bong on Insta stories. And it's just the irony of like, you know, you see this one face, but because we can know all these artists so much more, you know, it's like, I mean, I saw that and I was like, oh, okay, I got to be careful how much I push this guy because he's not sitting there like, he's not a greeter at your church. Let's just say that. Okay. But I was just curious because I'm kind of the same way.
Are you done? Yeah. Tell me your thoughts on Snapchat.
No, I mean, it's funny because, my wife still uses Snapchat too. And so I go on there just for her primarily, but I've been using Insta stories more. I'm not as much as you. You've been great at it. I can't tell you, I don't believe that you walk as much as you do. So,
is that a fat joke, Jay?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. That, I mean, I can see why you think that, but that was not. I just am always walking. You're always walking, and you have the perfect Insta. Like, you're great at it because it shows New York constantly. I love it. It makes me want to live there. But not. I mean, it's just like the perfect.
Okay, come move. East Coast is the best coast.
Yeah. But I was just, I've been seeing you killing on there. And so you're really good at it. And anytime I see you do it, I'm like, dang it, I got to do it. And then I just post stuff about my kids and I'm really bad strategically about it. So, but anyways.
Yeah. And I'm still just playing with it, you know, trying to understand it. I'm finding too, though, when I tag locations, this is just a little Instagram stories tip. When I tag New York locations, I get a lot more views. I'm getting a lot of followers through that.
Oh, really?
Functionality. So it's kind of an interesting function of Instagram stories.
I will go through Mission Viejo, my city, and I will see the snaps. The stories of, and that's totally would increase the views for sure. Yeah, that's a great tip.
Anyways, that's my little Instagram stories tip. But I'm playing with it. I'm still figuring it out. I feel like Daniel Hall, our mutual friend, gave me a hard time yesterday about like, hey, I'm Nils, and this is where I'm working today, and it's cooler than yours. At the end of the day, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to post, but I'm going to just keep posting stuff and see and just get a feel for it. But it is a fun medium, and I love watching other people's stories, and I love playing with it, and just like we did Snapchat when I first got a hold of it. I do think Snapchat, though, is the new Pinterest, where it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere, but it is niche. It is becoming more of a niche platform than anything, where I think there was a thought of like, this is going to take over I don't think it's going to take over. I think it's going to just really niche in and be a cool platform for certain people. Just not me probably. But I do want to stay connected to it, to watch and understand it, see how to utilize it. I think there's huge advertising opportunities on it now they've opened up their ad platform. We actually just sent an email out to all of our clients yesterday just saying, hey, you guys need to pay attention to their ad platform. This is a really unique opportunity to engage millennials.
It's funny, and I know we're kind of going long here, but like my youngest brother just got married like 3 weeks ago or something. And it's like brothers, like me and my brothers, we're close, but we haven't really lived together for a long time now. And so I didn't really know a lot of his friends. I kind of meet all of his friends at the wedding and it was just all his friends and the groomsmen, right? I didn't know any of them. And so like getting to know them, but one of his friends went on, and I don't know if they did it successfully, but at the wedding, they were trying to purchase a filter for the wedding for Snapchat. So people, to do it. And I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, I know you used to be able to do it like a year ago or so. You could pay a pretty hefty price, but they've obviously made it a lot easier for like local consumers. But I saw he literally sat there. My cousin actually was doing it. And he sat there and like picked a logo for the wedding, and he put the date and the name, and he was ordering the whole thing on his phone, like right there. And he picked a geo area, and it was really cool to kind of go like, oh, you know, I could see why people do that. And I forget if they ended up doing it or not, but I was like, oh, like this group of people were using it, and it was a cool ad. Wasn't that expensive, if I remember, for them to do it, and people would snap it, and it's a cool thing. And I'm like, oh, so that's how Snapchat's going to make money outside of just raising money.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So, Jay, before, good.
I'm just saying, anything else, man? Like, is there anything else we need to cover?
Yeah. Well, I would like to get an update on Saddleback. You talked about your role is increasing, and just any updates or news or new things you're doing or seeing or working on at Saddleback?
No, I mean, I think for us, we just hired somebody that was like full-time on small groups now. So Kevin Lee is his name. He's great. And so I've been onboarding him, and he's already doesn't even need me. He's been rocking it, but we've been trying to really focus on the community part of our online community more. And for a long time it was me and then, my amazing volunteers. And so we've been growing that part. You know, we are a mess.
Can you say we just doubled the size of our staff?
Pretty much. Yeah, I could. We doubled the size of our staff. It's like church growth. Yeah, we grew by 1,000%. You went from one to whatever. We doubled, and it's been fun to do that. And, you know, I'm learning as somebody who hasn't really had, I've had some part-time staff I've managed, but full-time staff is kind of a new venue for me. So, I mean, I'm learning, you know, how to manage, and I've been asking a lot of questions from my bosses of like, hey, what's the right way? I want to, you know, manage him and lead him well, and I don't want him to be limited by me and my skills. And so, we're thinking about, you know, a big thing we're trying to figure out is really continually trying to get out of the way of the community part. A lot of the community that happens, we have to facilitate, and we want to figure out how do we just kind of have an open source model more, where we don't have to be the ones that always have to pull together the event. And our Facebook group is still killing it. It's getting really messy in a good way. And we're still trying to learn how to manage that. You know, we have about 2,800 people in our Facebook group, and we're trying to figure out like there's too many verses being posted in there and too many stuff. So we're trying to figure out how to manage the right type of, how to restrict it, but also how to not get out of the way and be okay with messiness. But there's a lot of good stuff that is happening in there, a lot of community. And that's what I get excited about, that stuff. So there's some stuff we're working on that I'll share maybe down the line that will be more developed. It's a lot of just focusing in on community and how to get out of the way. I think, you know, and more of what I will be doing in the coming year is less about online and more about local events in different areas.
Yeah. So if you heard nothing else that Jay just said, he basically just said, his group has too much Bible in it. So too many verses is what I heard you say.
It is really hard to message somebody privately and say, hey man, you're posting too many verses in the script group. Yeah. You know, they don't get it why. And they're like, why? And I'm like, I'm glad you're studying the Bible, but nobody needs to see a verse a day from you. Like, I'm just like, it's just too much, man. And it's like too much.
Yeah.
You know?
I know what you're talking about. There's leadership tensions. It's fun. And obviously that's a much better problem to deal with than some other problems that
Totally.
So, well, good. Well, Jay, it's fun to catch up, and we look forward to having you on regularly, and we'll be excited to follow everything you're doing on jaycranda.com. And where else can people connect with you?
Yeah. So, just jycranda.com, or on Twitter. Twitter's the best place still. I think Twitter, if you friend me on Facebook, I probably don't want to be that close to you. So Twitter and Instagram, your face.
That was very honest.
It's weird because I've turned now, like, when I promote in my email signatures, I don't promote my Facebook handle. I promote my Instagram handle primarily. And then Twitter is more of a networking, because it's a little bit easier to just kind of add and kind of go back. And so Instagram and Jay Cranda and Twitter, that's the best place. You can tweet me anything. And I would love to answer any questions about Church Online too, and any recommendations on stuff that you want. Maybe I could, you know, create a course or something that would be helpful for your ministry.
Cool. Well, thanks, Jay, for being part of us. And you can all have links to Jay's website and other things from this show at the website, socialmedia.church. Thanks for listening.